My name is Jeff Curtis Williams. I'm from Springfield, Illinois. I am a graphic designer at the University of Illinois Springfield. Play in a local band called Annihilate. I am a member of the pharmacy gallery and art group, and also on some subcommittees at the Springfield Art Association.
And so what's your preferred medium as an artist?
It seems like acrylic seems to be the main thing that I come back to. I'll sometimes experiment around with some different things, but acrylic, as far as on the what's kind of considered more the fine art side, it seems like acrylic, but different utilizations of acrylics sometimes, you know, not just a, well, yeah, it just depends. It really almost depends on the piece, but it can be from the very non-objective to more literal pieces, but usually it's in acrylic.
And I think you have a recognizable style, but it does fluctuate a bit. Mm-hmm. Some stuff is really graphic. The piece that's in this show, not as much. Tell us just what you're looking at when you're looking at the piece, what people would be seeing.
Well, this piece happens to be, it's basically five different water towers that either while I was on my bicycle or driving around different parts of Illinois, it's just water towers from towns under, I think 1,250 is maybe the largest town that it's from. But it's just the fact that there are water towers in these towns that are, they're small and have diminishing populations currently.
And how does that play into Trump's first 100 days of his administration and your feelings?
Right. Now, initially, I painted this for a bioregion show for the pharmacy, but it was kind of, it still had the same feel, you know, the feel to me was still there, even though I didn't really go as much into an explanation for that show as I did for this one. And I mean, I don't know if you want me to read some of what I wrote about that. Or okay, let me do that. Let me grab this thing here. And these paintings are based off photographs I took of water towers in rural Illinois. I feel a melancholy with these structures, often in the longest looming shadows of Ruralville, USA, the inadvertent symbol of lifeblood and community. Many of the residents of such villages and towns across the United States feel it and watch it as the towns they, in many cases, love, inch their way towards potential ghost town status. I know a lot of human beings in these areas feel a real sense of hope when they look to support the current president of the United States. I wonder if he will be able to empathize with people that he has never had a reason to truly empathize with or for at any other juncture of his life. That was kind of like a little, I don't know, script that I had that went along with the paintings.
You were looking more at the people who voted for Trump versus Trump himself?
It was more towards the people somewhat. You know, it seems, and I don't know for sure, I don't know if I should really try to speak for them, but they want this, they want something that they feel is there, that they're losing in this country. But I just don't know if he is going to provide what they necessarily are striving for or want. It just seems, and I'm just saying this from the standpoint of when I'll sometimes, you know, be in these areas and I kind of, you know, I'll hang out and I'll talk with different people there. But so even though I didn't vote for Donald Trump, but I empathize with the people that did vote for him, hoping for something in these small towns that they might just ghost out no matter what happens. And they're looking to somebody, and it almost seems like hoping for something that he just, I have more of a connection with these people, I feel like, when I talk to them, than he does in any way, shape, or form. And so anyhow, I felt like when I look at these water towers, I kind of feel these are the usually the largest structures in these towns. It's their local, you know, quote unquote skyscraper, more or less. You can see them from miles away.
It's like a beacon.
It's a beacon, exactly. When I am out on my bicycle going from, you know, like across central Illinois or something, a lot of times I'll gauge myself not on using my phone GPS because I might lose a signal as it is anyhow sometimes out there. But I just look at these water towers and then I can gauge where I'm heading next to stop to, you know, actually get some water or something like that. So, yeah, anyway, as I thought about those water towers representing some of these communities, and just sometimes I try to put myself in the position of these people and wonder what, you know, the allure of Donald Trump is for them. And I know maybe on the surface it seems like a good idea, but I don't know if it really is a good idea for what they're hoping for. I don't know if it's really going to be achievable for them.
And so you are not a stranger to addressing politics through art, musically, mm-hmm. I know, for mm-hmm. instance. So what power do you think there is in using art as something to address these types of issues?
Well, I think it can be either if it's something that people get right away from a direct impact of seeing it right away, or if it's something that sometimes it can be where the artist has to explain it a little bit more for some people. Even if they, I'm not saying they have to, but sometimes an explanation for the person who is looking for maybe a meaning or an answer, I think it can make people think and maybe ponder something, and hopefully ponder something that's outside of what they maybe usually think about things in a different way. Because if you're able to think about things in a way outside of the way you usually think about things, that kind of means it's giving you a connection towards somebody else, which to me I think is a good thing, where you're not just isolating yourself with your own ideas and not trying to potentially see life on this planet from somebody else's viewpoint. And I think that politics, it seems to be pretty polarized right now. So just to be able to see things from another person's perspective and using art as that medium, I think is a good thing.
And do you see yourself continuing to do that with visual art in particular?
Yes, but it's not like everything I do is, you know, but like I might do things that are not at all, but then that always brings me back to really feeling charged to do something that maybe will, maybe not on the surface, but if a person looks at it for a while, or if I talk to them about it where, you know, it kind of has a social, political, you know, meaning, hopefully, or impact, at least somewhat.
And so for the sake of radio, let's go out on an Annihilate song, eh?
This one, even though it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek, it's not like a real direct, some are more direct, like the song Northwest Incinerator is a direct thing about, well, something going on in northern Illinois. But let's say Edge of the Empire. Edge of the Empire, it's just basically talking about, I wrote this song a long time ago, but it was basically watching, well, I wasn't really, you know what, I'm busting myself out by saying I was watching this, but it was one of the, like, Geraldo Rivera type shows, you know, where it's just real sensationalized. And basically, I was just watching part of that, and this is where the song kind of came out of, with some of the things, the people that you see on there, and the way they try to poke these people into being just out of control on the show for their ratings, you know.
Ratings, so high, dollar signs in the eye, feel the power, can't let go, uh-oh. Fat lady puking in the studio.